I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Food and Drug Administration employees tell AP the agency's reinstating at least some of the hundreds fired last week. And if you've been to a hospital emergency room lately to find a well-armored and armed security team, Julie Walker reports there's a reason.
Violence against healthcare workers has been on the rise. On Saturday, a gunman took hostages at a York, Pennsylvania hospital, exchanging gunfire with police and killing an officer before being shot and killed. Police say the 49-year-old shooter had been in contact with the hospital about a medical issue involving someone else. Nurses across the country have been reporting an increase in harassment from the public. Last year, a man shot two correction officers at an Idaho hospital. In 2023, there were at least two instances of shootings at hospitals that killed people. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas.